If you're still waiting for a sign, here's another one. At California Psychics, we reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work for us. So we only connect you with the best. That's how we can guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And right now, new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. If that's not a sign, I don't know what is. Dramatic sound effect incoming. Experience the joy of certainty at californiapsychics.com.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Now it's time for the Mercedes in the Morning Pre-Show, Mix 94.1.
Hey, good morning and welcome to the pre-show. It is Tuesday. It's July 15th. Halfway through the month, almost halfway, I guess it's 31 days in July, so I gotta always remember that. But school is coming up soon. You know, the first day of Clark County Schools is the 11th of August.
Wow.
They're starting so early this year.
Yeah, less than a month away. Wow.
Yeah, so how you doing?
I'm doing good. Not much to report here. Caught up with an old friend yesterday. Pretty chill. You know, mom being mom, I don't know if I mentioned this before, but she'll do these funny things. I call them momisms, where she'll text me, can you talk? And I'll call her. You know, I don't text her back. I just call her. And then she says to me, I can't talk right now. I'm in a bad area.
She doesn't want to talk. I would do the same thing. I don't like the phone calls. I like the text.
But she says, can you talk? Oh, because she wants to keep it on text. That's what you're saying, right?
Maybe. I don't know.
I don't know. She's like, when you meet her someday, I think it'll all make sense. The apple doesn't fall far from the tree. I'll say that.
Well, she sounds like a lovely lady. Do you think she'll ever make it out to Las Vegas?
We're shooting for like November, December. So yeah.
Oh, nice. Very cool.
How about you?
I'm good. My husband, he is back in town. He was out of town this weekend. He had to work up in Sonoma for the NASCAR race. So I was happy he came back yesterday. And of course, I have a slew of problems I have for him to deal with. Yesterday, I was driving home and all of a sudden, all this hot air is blowing on me. And I was like, oh my gosh, is my AC out? But then this morning I turned on the car and it was cold air. So I don't know. I was like, I think there's something wrong with my AC. He's like, I'll take your car today to have it checked out. But now I don't know what to do because it's blowing cold again. Maybe just take it in anyway, just to take a look at it, see if something is up.
I would do the same. And that is my biggest fear. It's so funny you say that. My biggest fear is the air conditioning going out, especially, you know, being the fact that we live where we live. But you said hot air yesterday. It's fine now.
Yeah, I don't know. I think he's going to take it in just in case. But I was really happy he's home. I don't know. I can't sleep when he's not at home. I felt like yesterday, so my daughter and him, one of my daughters and he have been like kind of dealing with like this scratchy throat, and they both got on antibiotics. And then this morning I woke up, I was like, oh no, like I feel scratchy throat starting. I was like, please do not let me get sick. I cannot afford to get a summer cold. Summer colds are the worst.
Ooh, Steph, can you relate here? Are you getting over like a cold or something?
Yeah, I was actually going through it last week, but I didn't want to tell anyone.
Yeah, I was thinking about it. I was like, either I got it from them or you, because I remember I heard you kind of sniffling a little bit,
yeah.
But maybe I'll just stay in here for the day, yeah. So I don't like spread it back to you guys today.
I'm feeling much better, so maybe you did get it from the family member. Oh, stop, Mercedes.
Stop
now you're what? Now you're because she's joking around.
I swear I wasn't. I had to do a little cough there, I swear.
So last night I felt so good, and then waking up this morning, I think it's just the dry weather. I need to get like a humidifier in my room.
Yeah.
Because when I sleep and I lie down, that's when it gets the worst. But I feel so much better than last week. But you should have seen me last week. Julian's like, are you good? I'm like, yeah, I'm fine. I'm good. But I'm really not behind the scenes.
I asked that because I low-key felt bad. I don't want to tell you guys, but the week prior, I was getting a little sick too. And Heather from the afternoon show, I don't want to tell y'all. Remember when we had that meeting about like a week and a half ago?
Okay.
Walking down the hall, and I don't know why I told her. I said, I'm feeling kind of sick. And she screamed it out loud, get away from me. Now, thank God you guys weren't around or no one was around, but I felt like a spotlight was on me. I felt really embarrassed.
Yeah, no one wants to admit that they're sick because then you become like that person that no one wants to be around. And so, yeah, I think I'm going to stay in my little cubbyhole. I usually go into the main studio for the rest of the show after we get started. But man, I don't want to start bouncing back and forth like we're playing ping pong with a summer cold here, you know?
It sounds like you might have already got it from what you did earlier.
I do sound. I keep hearing myself. I sound a little scratchy. I need to drink more coffee this morning.
Water.
Oh, no, coffee, caffeine. Well, we have so much coming up on the show this morning. More tickets to the advanced screening of the Fantastic Four. It's all about the superhero movies this summer. Superman just killing it and Fantastic Four on its heels. We've got the advanced screening passes for you coming up at 7:30 with the Mega Minute. You don't want to miss that. Of course, Beat Mercedes coming up at 7 o'clock for a $575 diamond pendant. So let's start the show. It is time for the pre-show. You pick them. You guys get to pick the first song of the show. Do you want to hear Jump by Crisscross? Do you want to hear Jealousy by Natalie Merchant? Or do you want to hear Tonight Tonight by Hot Shell Ray? We're going at it tonight. There's a party on the rooftop, top of the world tonight. And we're dancing on the edge of the Hollywood sign. Those are your choices. You can vote right now. You can tweet us on X or Threads at Mercedes in the AM. You can vote on our Facebook page, Mercedes in the Morning, or text or call us right now, 702-364-9400. We'll count your votes now and reveal the winner next on Mix 94.1. Mix 94.1, it is Mercedes in the Morning. Today is National Be a Dork Day, and we are going to embrace our inner weirdos in the best way possible. If you've ever corrected someone's grammar in your head or alphabetized your pantry just for fun.
Oh my God.
Alphabetized what?
Or lost track of time because you were in some deep Reddit thread of some fan theory or whatever. This game is for you. It's time to play King or Queen of the Dorks. So this is a game that's going to separate the casual nerd from the full-blown dorks. I want to see if you two can identify your dorks. I'm going to read you a clue about a famous dorky TV or movie character, and then you have got to guess who it is. And the person who gets to five first is going to be officially crowned our dork royalty.
Do we get a certificate or some type of something you, I can hang on the wall?
You get respect stuff? And you get a pocket protector.
Oh, what you get. Oh my God. I'm so for this.
Steph, all right. I'm sorry.
So let the dork off begin. Do we want to go ladies first on this one or?
Well, look, dorks are always gentlemen, so ladies first.
Okay. All right. Steph.
Yes.
Marty McFly's dad from Back to the Future.
Oh my gosh. No.
Marty McFly's dad from Back to the Future.
It's of course it's not Doc. That's his buddy, the scientist buddy. Oh, his name though. I don't know.
You don't know.
I don't know the name. I'm looking at his face right now too. And he was in the movie Charlie's Angels.
I'm sorry. We can't give it to you.
That's okay.
Julian, do you want to try to steal it?
I'm like, Steph, I know. I have the face in my head. I know the arch nemesis. Can we just take a guess?
Go ahead.
Jonathan McFly?
No. George McFly,
yes!
Guys.
George McFly.
Right. Okay, Julian, you're up next. This character from Superbad is a legendary dork who got a fake license from Hawaii when he lives in California, and it's only one singular name. Who's the dork?
Oh my gosh, my memories. McLovin!
That is correct!
Nice! Correct. Easy one. Easy one.
All right. All right. Okay. Steph, you're up next.
Let's do it.
Bart's best friend on The Simpsons.
Oh, my gosh.
Easy one.
Blue hair. It starts with the M. Milhouse?
Is it Milhouse?
Yeah!
Okay.
Milhouse!
Check out my new earring. All right. Pretty cool, huh?
Milhouse, impressive.
My
okay.
mom wears earrings. Do you think she's cool? No, I think she's hot.
Okay. All nice. Right. It is 1-1. Okay, Julian, you're back up next.
Okay.
This character was played by Rainn Wilson on The Office.
Great. This is not good for me. This is not good for me. This character was played by Rainn. Barb?
Barb?
For the steal?
For the steal?
Dwight Schrute.
Yes, that is correct. All right. Okay. Wow, it is 2-2 now. This is turning into quite the competition here. Okay, Steph, you are up next. This movie character had a brother named Kip and an uncle Rico and a friend named Pedro.
Oh, Pedro. Oh, vote for Pedro. Napoleon Dynamite.
Nah. You know, fat lard, come get some dinner.
That is correct.
Iconic.
Okay. Right. It is now 3-2. Julian, you're up next. This was a main character in Little Shop of Horrors, and his plant would beg to be fed his blood.
Can you repeat the question again?
This was a main character in Little Shop of Horrors, and his plant would beg to be fed his blood.
I know the actor's name. Can I just give that, please?
No, it has to be the character's name. I'm sorry. Because I don't know what the actor's name is.
Final answer.
3-2.
Rick.
Yeah, it's Seymour Krelborn.
Okay.
Seymour, I don't
right.
even know. All
I
right.
wouldn't have known.
Played
either.
By Rick Moranis.
Okay. I will take your word for it. Okay. We're running out of time, so I got to do this quickly. Let's go through it. Steph, this is going to be, if you get this, we're going to say you're the winner because there's no way Julian can come back and win.
Thanks a lot, ladies.
This famous TV character dork stole the show on Family Matters.
Steve Urkel.
Did I do that?
That is correct. And we can now crown you, Steph, queen of the dorks. Congratulations.
I never knew I would make it this far. Thank you, Mercedes in the Morning. Thank you, Julian. And thank you to my husband, James, for making me the dorks.
It's Mix 94.1.
Welcome to another episode of Mercedes in the Morning. And now, here's your host, Mercedes!
Good morning and welcome to the show. It is Tuesday, July 15th. It is 6:05. Thank you guys so much for being here. We are making our way through the week. Good morning, guys.
Good morning, ladies. I got to share with you, it's still amazing to me. Yesterday, I go to the Costco, the one in Henderson, and I was returning something, these gummies, they're multivitamin gummies, because they had melted, right?
Mm-hmm.
All in one, and I had no receipt. I had nothing. Maybe this is common to y'all, but they took it back, no problem. I actually was missing a bottle. And I had a photo of it. I just had a photo of it, ladies. And they're like, oh, yeah, no problem. All good. Like, it was passé. And I'm still like, this has got to be the dopest return policy ever. Is this common? Is this like a known thing?
Yeah, Costco takes back anything. We've taken back vacuums that we've had for 2.5 years that just all of a sudden stop working. And they're like, sure, go grab another one. Like, we've taken back. I remember I made steaks and the meat just tasted funny. It was bad. We took the steaks back cooked and explained it to them. They're like, you can throw it out. We'll give you your money back. Like, they take back everything.
Mercedes, you're being serious with the vacuum?
I swear to God.
Okay.
We've done that multiple times on the vacuum too, by the way. Like, we've had like a vacuum, it broke, took it back, got a new one. That one broke, but not like within a week or something. It was like within the return policy. Maybe it wasn't a couple of years. I think the return policy is a year or something like that.
Well, according to, I mean, I just looked online and it looks like on most items, it says it depends on electronics and major appliances, but on most items, they don't have like an actual expiration date.
Okay.
And it kind of makes sense now because I got a message from Michelle. Shout out Michelle. And she said that she's seen people, I mean, this is not really sanitary at all, like use mattresses, like used mattresses, and Costco takes it back, no problem. So wow, shout out to Costco.
Yeah, I mean, that's a good way to get the repeat business coming back, right?
Yeah, I'm looking at some of the other retailers. I don't know if you ever dealt with Nordstrom. I don't know if they still have this really generous return policy, but they used to take back everything.
I feel like they were the gold standard when it comes to return policies. They kind of set the mold for other people to decide if they wanted to go with that same generous return policy. Have you heard that urban legend about the tires in Nordstrom?
No, tell me.
Where someone returned tires, like for your car, to Nordstrom. Nordstrom doesn't sell tires, but they were just they were just like, sure, was there a problem with it? And they took them from them.
Steph, was that you?
No, I don't do that. I don't remember the last time I've been into a Nordstrom.
Yeah, that's, I don't know if that's true or not. That's the urban legend. But yeah, have you ever taken advantage of a wild return policy or seen someone return something that made you do a double take? I feel like Amazon has a pretty generous return policy. I mean, if I don't like it, I'm like, bye. We're taking it to Kohl's, dropping it off over at Kohl's or Whole Foods, you know?
Haven't put that to the test yet, but I remember you sharing before that Amazon had a really good return policy. Maybe.
They're great. So yeah, lots coming up on the show this morning. We are hooking you up with tickets to the advanced screening of The Fantastic Four, coming to theaters, AMC, Town Square, IMAX. We've got an advanced screening, 4 passes for you, coming up at 7:30 this morning with the Mega Minute. And on the way next, we have What's Trending. Britney Spears dropped a bombshell on Instagram that had fans thinking she just became a mom again. Before you start buying baby gifts, we'll take a closer look at the caption. That's coming up next in What's Trending.
Are you guys ready? All right, let's check in on the hot topics. Trending.
Mercedes in the Morning's What's Trending. What's Trending on Mix 94.1.
Britney Spears is trending this week. She's back with another living room dance video. But this time it was the caption that had fans spiraling. She wrote on her post, "I adopted a beautiful baby girl. Her name is Lennon London Spears." Okay, then cue the confusion after that. People are congratulating her. People are thinking that she just made some surprise announcement during her little dance video. But mixed in with the caption, there were a bunch of winking emojis, which is usually Britney's way of saying that she's just having some fun and just joking. TMZ, though, they did check in with her team and they confirmed it was a joke. So despite what everyone is reporting and saying, she did not adopt a baby. She didn't adopt a new puppy. Just another one of those cryptic posts from the queen of unpredictability, really.
I guess that's my confusion with the whole thing. I feel like you're really good about breaking this down. At first, I'm thinking, is she just trolling? Or is this like secretly like a cry for help? But I mean, or maybe she's just posting it just to be funny. What do you think?
Yeah, I think she definitely has some issues that she's dealing with. I don't think this was a cry for help. I think she was just, you know what? Some people have a sense of humor that no one gets. Like, they make jokes and you're just like, what? What was that? I don't get it. I think she has one of those senses of humor where she thinks this is the funniest joke and everyone's like, huh? And I really feel like it's all in delivery. Sometimes when you deliver your jokes too seriously, I'll do that. Like, I'll make a comment on a joke and people are like, oh, wow. Okay. I'm like, no, that was a joke. Like, I was totally joking. I feel like sometimes I get misunderstood on my joking sometimes.
No, I feel the same way. I get you. Okay, well, then that answers my question. And then part of me was, maybe I'm thinking too deeply into it. When I first read it, I thought, is that her pretending, like, is that her as the child? Does that make sense? But I think we already know the answer, I guess.
Well, I don't know. It doesn't make sense. Explain.
Yeah. So it's me. I'm Brittany. I'm new here. Please stop talking trash, America. In my mind, I'm thinking she's asking America to please stop judging her and asking, you know, and asking for forgiveness or like empathy. But again, that's just me like forecasting, thinking way too deeply into it, possibly.
Oh, with the dance videos or what do you mean?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm thinking the dance videos is just a way to like get our attention. And then the writing, stop talking trash, America. That's really her saying stop talking trash.
Did she say stop talking trash?
Yeah, well, in the post, I'm looking at it.
Oh, so I just read the adopted a beautiful baby girl part of it. That was what I saw.
I guess I get stuck on words.
Yeah.
And then thinking, you know, is that really her, you know, screaming for help? But
just let the girl dance. That's all she wants to do, guys. Yeah. That's what's trending. Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning. What if your dating app was built around the one thing that you are just way too into? You know how they have like farmers only and Christian mingle and stuff like that? Well, now Disney adults are getting their own dating app. It's called Single Riders.
Oh, that's clever.
That is adorable. Or that is either adorable or deeply concerning. I think it's more on the adorable side. It depends on how you feel with matching with someone who has their own custom ears and uses the word magic a lot. I am definitely a Disney fan, and I love this. A guy in Orlando is behind it, and apparently he got the idea after he got stood up on a date, and he decided to kind of just drown his sorrows at a Disney bar. And I mean, if that doesn't scream I'm ready for an internet connection, I don't know what does. But the app isn't just about romance either. He says it's for theme park enthusiasts who want to meet up and hang out and maybe ride Space Mountain together. One of the features he's working on is a way to see which other single riders are at the park so you can meet up for maybe a spontaneous date in front of Cinderella's castle or something. Romantic? Terrifying? You decide, basically. But if you had to join a dating app based on a very specific niche or interest of yours, what would your app be? 702-364-9400. Are you looking for someone who shares your love of vintage horror movies, or maybe you're holding out for like another Swiftie or something like that? Mm-hmm. What would your match be?
Can I say I love that idea, by the way, the whole Disney app. I'm going to go sassy sneakerheads.
Sassy sneakerheads.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, because I want someone with spice, someone with some sass, some attitude, and then someone that has a common love, just like Disney, right? Shout out to the single writers. But also, that's a sneakerhead. And it's just a great icebreaker, right?
Yeah, I think that whenever you find someone with that commonality, especially if you're really passionate about it, I think it's always a home run. That way, you know, you'll always have something to talk about.
Exactly. How about you?
I think I would do, I am a big sports girly. Mm-hmm. I would call my dating app, it would probably be like Pinstripes and Problems for Yankee fans who are a little emotionally unavailable 162 days a year, you know, during the baseball season. That's what that Pinstripes and Problems, or of course my love of BTS. So BTS and beverages. Go out for a beverage and enjoy our BTS. Those would be my dating apps.
That is very creative. What about you, Steph?
I don't know if you guys know this about me, but I am obsessed with the game Connect Four. I used to be so competitive, I would bring it to parties.
Oh my gosh.
You could see me rolling up in a house party with like beers in one hand and then the Connect Four game in the other. So I thought of the name, the number four, Play.
Oh, dang.
As an app name.
But people might take that the wrong way, you think?
The number four, though. Okay. The cleaner for number four.
Okay.
And then I think that the app picture could be of like red and yellow, like the coins that drop from the game. And then like the little board in the back. So people, when they see the app, they're like, okay, this is the app that Steph made.
That is funny. I like that, based on a game or something, you know?
Yeah. So I think if you want to meet up, even if it's not romantic, I really think I would just love to play Connect Four with people.
Yeah, Yeah, just like finding that person that you can, it can be totally platonic. I love that. That mm-hmm. you find your Connect Four partner. You got your regular partner, but you got your Connect Four partner, because nothing says like lasting friendship than someone who knows exactly where to drop it. You know what I mean?
I can see my bio now with my profile picture. My profile picture is like me smiling with the board game in the back. And then my bio might be something like, red or yellow, you choose. I don't play games, but I do play Connect Four.
Okay, two questions. Isn't it red and black?
Oh, I have the red and yellow version.
Do you have
version.
A red and yellow version? I didn't know
so.
That.
Yeah.
I didn't know that either.
I didn't know there were a red and black one.
The version I have is a red and black one. They're red and black when you drop them in, but the board is yellow.
Okay.
Or the... It's not even a board. Is that a board?
Yeah.
Is Connect Four a board game? There's not a board.
I guess you'd call it a board, right? I mean, what else would you call it, though?
It's a board game, but it's not a board. It's like a contraption that you put the chips in. Oh, you this is a debate.
I know. I do not belong in the Connect Four group at all. I would ask way too many questions.
Now the issue is, or maybe it's not an issue. Maybe someone out there could be the developer for these ideas. Pinstripes, what, Pinstripes and Problems?
Yeah.
And then yours was?
Four play.
And then mine is, what, sarcastic? I don't remember. Sassy sneakerhead. This sounds like an easy development.
Well, we get half of the profits if you decide to go with this. Just saying, okay?
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
Okay, imagine being the person who accidentally steals unreleased Beyoncé music. Like, you thought you were just grabbing some sunglasses, maybe a pair of AirPods, and now you're holding on to the fate of the Cowboy Carter tour in your hands. Here's what happened. One of Beyonce's dancers had their SUV broken into last week in Atlanta. And among the stolen items, two suitcases, but they weren't just filled with outfits or toiletries or anything like that. Inside were hard drives containing unreleased music from Beyonce, future set lists, and then footage for her upcoming shows. Full-blown classified information. Basically, whoever did this now knows what songs we are not ready for.
Right. I would be so scared.
This is crazy. Police say they've got an arrest warrant for the suspect, but the identity hasn't been released yet. I'm just saying, if this person shows up at the club with this new dance track, Single Ladies Part 2 or something, The Reckoning, we're going to know exactly who it is.
I just am so upset because Vegas is her next stop. So right now she's in Atlanta and she has a couple more shows in Atlanta. And then there's 10 days in between the Atlanta shows and the Vegas shows.
Okay.
Vegas is the last stop of her Cowboy Carter tour. Oh. And you know she is going to be pulling out all of the stuff that she wants in Las Vegas. So whoever stole this, not only are we going to know who it is, but they'd be dumb to release anything that they found. So, I mean, yes, I'm mad as a Beehive member, but I'm just also like, don't be dumb. Don't be putting it out into the universe or onto the internet, because you will be found and the Beehive will come after you.
Oh, in such a threatening way. That was a threat from Steph, FYI.
I was going to ask you, ladies, I mean, do you think that this could be a really serious spoiler alert? Like, do you think this person who stole the hard drives, do you think they might release it, what do you think, online?
I personally feel like they don't know what they have. I think that they were just stealing stuff, and then they're going to open this and be like, oh, crap. Like, I think they'll try to find a way to, like, return it. Like, we'll leave it on a street corner and, like, hey, Beyonce, send a tweet to Beyonce. Like, please go to the corner of 4th and Elm or whatever.
And, you know, she'll have tons of copies. So, like, this isn't, like, this is lost forever. It's just, like, copies of stuff that people have stolen. And I don't know if anything from Act 3. So, right now, she's in Act 2 of her trilogy. Cowboy Carter, anything from Act 3 is on there. And if that is, then that's even a bigger deal, because we think Act 3 is going to be released next year. So if that is the case, then there's much more time to release or to find hidden ways to release it on the internet.
I was going to ask you about that. So at the end of the Renaissance tour, did she make the Cowboy Carter announcement?
No.
No. Okay, because yes. I was thinking at the end of Cowboy Carter, maybe she'll make this new Act 3 announcement, but she didn't do that. She did that in between?
She did it, I believe, at the Super Bowl here in Las Vegas.
Okay.
She announced her Cowboy Carter tour, and there was at least a couple months in between. But we know there's three acts. She's already been teasing it.
Oh, man. There's so much drama behind this. We'll keep you posted for sure. Starbucks, they're finally doing what TikTok has been doing for years. They're embracing the secret menu. They just launched a contest to find the best new secret drink. And if your idea makes the cut, you could actually win up to $30,000.
Like, oh, my gosh.
$30,000 for inventing a drink. So this is your sign to stop keeping your little coffee concoction and share it with the world. So here's how it works. You basically submit your drink idea by Sunday to secretmenucontest.starbucks.com. Four finalists are going to get $5,000 each, and then those drinks are going to be added to the app for voting next month, and whichever drink wins the fan vote earns the creator another $25,000. So let's just say, you know, if I win, I'm naming mine like Bucks and Bougie or something, and then I'm going to retire immediately.
I love this. I love this idea, ladies. So, okay, so we just need to submit the ingredients, the idea online, and boom, if it gets chosen, it'll be in the top. You said top three, top four,
top five.
Okay, so ladies, if I submit this and I win, I will, mark my words, I'll split this $30,000 with you.
Oh, yo, just enter it. You don't need to split anything.
I want to.
Go for it, man.
Can I swing the idea?
What?
The whole coffee enchilada. That'll be the name. The whole, you know, like the whole enchilada, whole coffee enchilada, and it'll involve every single flavor and syrup that Starbucks carries. Classic, vanilla, hazelnut, caramel, toffee nut, cinnamon dolce, peppermint, raspberry, brown sugar, mocha, white chocolate mocha, pumpkin spice, chai, maple pecan, and to top it off, some matcha and oat milk. What do y'all think?
Terrible.
No.
I would never touch that. That sounds disgusting.
It's too much sugar. And then I'm like, what am I actually tasting here? Where is the coffee? This is all a bunch of maple syrup.
But it's all hype. The whole name sells it. I just said it, the whole coffee enchilada. It's the name that'll sell it. People will try it. And then, I mean, I'll let them worry about it after that.
Yeah. Hey, man, you give it a shot. Why not? Sometimes you got to throw things at the wall and hope that they stick, right?
Or it'll fall down from the wall slowly.
Finally, this morning, proof that cats can really contribute to a household if they feel like it. It's all up to them. There was a school bus driver in Connecticut named Russell Ruff, which is hilarious that he has a cat and his last name is Ruff. He bought a Powerball ticket last month and he promptly lost it. Just gone. He hadn't checked the numbers, didn't even really give it a second thought until their 16-year-old cat led them behind the bed where the ticket had been hiding out, like this tiny little crumpled miracle there. Turns out the ticket was a $150,000 winner. Four matching numbers plus the Powerball. And thanks to the Power Play option, the original $50,000 tripled. The cat just casually found a six-figure payout and didn't even like make a stink about it. I hope they've already upgraded her to the good treats though, because she deserves it.
That is amazing. I think I need to get a cat.
Seriously, there's something there. You better start giving that cat smoked salmon for dinner or something.
It's time for Beat Mercedes. Can you guess the song faster than she can? Let's go.
All right, let's get our contestant. It is Cassidy. Good morning, Cassidy. You're caller 20.
Yeah. Woo. Good morning.
How are you feeling this morning, Cassidy?
I am feeling great.
That's good. Let's do this. Great. Let's get you a $575 diamond pendant from Michael E. Minden Diamond Jewelers. It's Minden Tuesday. Ooh, I hear someone in the background. They're rooting for you, too. just guess the song and the artist faster than I can, okay?
All right.
All right. I'm going to leave the studio now. Call me when you guys are ready for me. Good luck, Cassidy.
Thank you.
Bye, Mercedes. She's leaving the studio. She can't hear a thing out there. So, Cassidy, Beat Mercedes works like this. You're going to hear the first 20 seconds of a song. Once you know the correct artist and title, you're going to shout out, "Got it." Once you say "got it," we stop the music, we stop the clock, and within 5 seconds, hopefully you know the answer, okay?
Okay.
Okay, the next sound that you hear is the song. And that song starts now.
A celebration.
You gotta say got it.
Got it.
Go ahead.
Celebration.
Bye. Artist, give me a guess in the dark.
Oh gosh.
3, 2, 1. Cassidy, we gotta bring Mercedes in, okay?
Mercedes.
Cool in the game.
Oh, cool in the game. Okay, I'm going to write your answer down still, okay? All right, Cassidy's back. Mercedes is back. You ready to do this, Mercedes? Oh, there she goes. Now she's back.
Sorry.
No, that's on me. That's on me.
Am I taking too long?
No, you're all good. All right, Mercedes, you ready to do this?
Yes, let's go.
All right, the next sound that you hear is the song, and that song starts now.
Got it?
Go ahead.
Is that September by Earth, Wind, and Fire?
Final answer?
I guess. I am not 100% sure, though, actually.
Okay. You stop the clock.
Oh, no.
At 3.1 seconds.
Okay.
Kind of late for
you.
Yeah,
that is late. Yeah, I'm still not sure.
September by Earth, Wind, and Fire is what you said.
Yeah.
And that is the correct answer.
Oh,
okay?
Man.
Cassidy. She thought the song was Celebration by Cool in the Gang.
Sorry, I could see why you would think that.
Yeah,
very similar sounding.
Yes.
Oh my gosh, Cassidy, I'm sorry. That means another day of another victim that I've conquered. And now tomorrow we're going to be playing for a $600 diamond pendant from Michael E. Minden Diamond Jewelers. And I just got to say, what a great song to get us going here on a Tuesday. I love it. Whoever picked it, I'm applauding.
Thank
right
you.
Now.
Thank you.
It's Mix 94.1.
Have you ever been standing this close to a celebrity and you had no clue until it was too late? I kind of feel like you get that celebrity experience, especially living in this town. And Steph, you had one of those moments recently, totally didn't realize who you were standing next to until after the fact. What happened?
Oh my gosh. So Saturday night, we were at the Sphere and we watched the Backstreet Boys.
I can't wait to see that show. I am so excited. Everything I've seen online has been incredible.
It is.
Were you standing next to a Backstreet Boy?
Okay. Kind of. I'm going to say kind of, but let me tell you what happened. Okay. So obviously the show was incredible. Right after, James and I were just like, I cannot believe we just watched the Backstreet Boys at the Sphere of all places. Incredible show. And when you're leaving a show, you know how crazy it gets. It's shoulder to shoulder. We're like sardines packed. Everyone's trying to get to their Ubers, their Lyfts, their cars, whatever. And it took us a while to get us out of the Sphere. So we're going down one of the escalators and we're getting into lines and trying to push and shove. When all of a sudden, James whispers over to me, or tries to, he goes, "Oh my God, babe, that's Angel." I'm like,
Angel? Angel Reese?
I mean, I'm thinking it's Angel. I'm thinking it's somebody. Angel. And I'm looking over at him and I can't really see her. So I'm like, "Angel?" He goes, "Yes, Angel." And I'm like, I honestly, everything is loud. I can't really hear him. I'm like, I'm just going to wait till we get out of the Sphere.
Chris Angel.
No, it couldn't have been Chris Angel.
I'm looking up famous angels.
You said it's a she?
It's a she.
Oh,
it's a she.
I was going to say Ashley Parker Angel from O-Town.
Nope. Because I did notice in the corner of my eye that there was people stopping this angel girl for pictures. I'm like, whatever. I'm just trying to get out of here. Our Uber's almost here. So then we're getting out of the Sphere. And I'm like, who the heck were you talking about? Who's Angel? He goes, that was Angel Carter, Nick Carter's sister. I'm like,
I didn't even know that was her name.
So how does he know what Nick Carter's sister looks like? who knows? Is she famous?
That's the thing. Well, I didn't really know that Angel Carter was, I guess, quote unquote, famous. But James has surprised me. in like the during the actual show, James is singing Backstreet Boys word for word. I'm like, I knew you were a fan, but I didn't know James was this such a huge fan. And then he shocks me by knowing that Angel Carter, Nick Carter's sister, what she looks like, what and everything. And so I guess that was her.
And what's crazy is that he there's a couple sisters, right?
I believe so. So yeah.
For him to, and you had no idea that he followed BSB that intensely?
I didn't.
Like, that's a whole different level.
You know how that has me reacting right now? Because I'm just shocked that he knows what Nick Carter's sister looks like. I'm like this.
Nothing beats a Jet 2 holiday.
Right now, I am so confused.
So, I mean, in my right, I feel like she's a celebrity by association. So I'm like, oh my God, I was next to Nick Carter's sister, Angel.
I mean, I guess we're if we're going to 2 degrees of a celebrity, then yes. But I'm impressed with your husband for knowing what his sister looks like. Have you ever been right next to a celebrity and you didn't realize it? 702-364-9400. Or maybe you realized it way too late. Who was it? Has that ever happened to you?
Are you ready? I still can't believe it. A couple years ago, I realized it took a friend of mine to tell me, dude, you are standing right beside Patrick Lee.
Patrick Lee?
Nothing beats a Jet 2 holiday.
I have no idea who Patrick Lee is.
You can say it.
We use his service at least once a weekend. Rotten Tomatoes, he is the founder of it.
Okay. How do you know what he looks like?
I didn't. It took a friend to tell me who he was. I was chatting with this guy the whole time. It was Patrick Lee. I mean, the most... You would have never known.
Where were you?
We're at a bar. Yeah.
Okay.
Wow. I mean, I guess my definition of celebrity is completely different.
Well,
I got Angel Carter. I got Patrick Lee. I mean, does anyone have like a celebrity I may know? 702-364-9400. Jessica, good morning.
I'm pretty sure you know this one. So I was working at a front desk in New York, New York, and I had a guest come up to me and was like, can I borrow a pen to get Steven Tyler's autograph? And he was standing right in front of me.
Oh, my gosh. Matthew. Okay. I know who Steven Tyler is.
I may not
know Patrick Lee. I may not know Angel Carter, but I know. So did you say anything to him after that happened?
I was just speechless, utterly speechless, since my last name is Utter, so I'm going to throw in that. Utterly speechless.
I love that, Jessica. That is quite the celebrity to run into. We're getting some texts here. This one says, 2 nights ago at Wynn, LeBron James. Yeah, he would, all the basketball players in town for Summer League and stuff, like they are all over the place.
I told you I saw LeBron James's wife,
yes,
Savannah James, at the Aces game. I saw Rich Paul, Adele's fiance. I honestly thank God for James again, because James is the one pointing out all these people.
I just am so in awe of how he is able to recognize these people. The one that for me, the one that got away was this weekend, Reggie Jackson from the Yankees. Yankees royalty. That is my team, my favorite team in the entire world. Is feet away from me. I'm like, I gotta meet this guy. I was standing there. I was hosting the event, and I did my break, my cutaway, and then I turned around and he was gone.
Yeah, that happens,
no.
Right?
He was gone. I missed my chance, and I am like,
nothing beats a Jet 2 holiday.
Oh, I wanted to cry so hard.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mercedes.
So is it next time?
Next time, you know, it's Mix 94.1.
Are you ready? It's time for Mercedes in the Morning's Mega Minute.
Hey, Justine, you are caller 20.
Woo!
Are you ready to take on the Mega Minute?
Yes.
Okay, so here's how it works. We're going to give you 60 seconds to answer 10 questions correctly. You do that, and you get 4 passes to our advanced screening of the Fantastic Four in IMAX, okay?
Okay.
All right, to get ready to do this, we got this. I know you can do it. Are you ready?
Yes.
All right, Justine, if you're struggling with the question, you can say pass. or if you get one wrong, if there's time at the end, we'll go back to those questions. In the Mega Minute, it starts now.
What U.S. state is known for its peaches?
Georgia.
Yes, have it your way is the slogan for which fast food restaurant?
In-N-Out.
No, Buckingham Palace is located in which city?
Pass.
What ice cream flavor uses crushed Oreo cookies?
Cookies and cream?
Yes. Which river forms part of the border between the USA and Mexico?
Pass.
Which Fantastic Four character's exterior is made up of rocks?
Pass.
Snickers candy bar claims that there are 16 of these in every candy bar.
Almonds?
No. How many kids were there in the Brady Bunch?
Pass.
The supermarket chain Whole Foods is owned by what company?
Pass.
Oh, no. That was a rough one, Justine. I'm sorry. Sometimes the questions are just not catered to your knowledge. And yeah. These were very random, so... Don't beat yourself up on that, Justine. Have it your way. That's a slogan for Burger King. Buckingham Palace is located in London, England. The river that forms part of the border between the USA and Mexico, that's the Rio Grande. The Fantastic Four character whose exterior is made up of rocks, that is the Thing. Well, she hasn't seen the movie. How does she know? Snickers candy bar claims there are 16 of these in every candy bar. Those are peanuts. Yes, there's peanuts in Snickers. How many kids were there in the Brady Bunch? There were 6. And the supermarket chain that Whole Foods is owned by, that is Amazon. I feel like Amazon owns everything, which means I'm so sorry that we are not going to be able to make you a winner. And that means that caller 20 right now, you are going to get those tickets. 4 of them to the advanced screening of Fantastic Four. Caller 20 gets them right now. 702-364-9400.
Hot, hot, hot. It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
All right. Well, if you are in a relationship, most likely you've gotten into a fight with your spouse or a disagreement. Even the happiest couples bicker, and a new YouGov poll reveals exactly what gets us the most fired up. And are you ready for it? The number one thing that American couples argue about is the tone of voice and attitude. Huh. It's not even the topic. It's just how it's said. Apparently, I'm fine can spark a full-on war if you are using the wrong tone.
I'm surprised. I really am. I thought it'd be something like financially related, like money, basically.
Well, the poll did find that younger couples are more likely to fight about money and communication styles. Older couples are over here feuding about in-laws and big life decisions. And how often do we fight? Well, a third of people say they argue at least once a week. Another third say it's more of a once a year kind of situation. And somewhere in between, we've got the monthly fighters. Hmm. I would say I'm a monthly fighter.
I could see tone being at the top of the list, though, now that you talk about it. Being the fact that no one wants to be kind of felt, no one wants to feel like they're getting passed up on, right? So if someone says, oh, I'm fine, then you're not really fine. It feels like you're not... I don't know, like you're kind of being lied to. Does that make sense?
Sure, yeah. I think that for me, I always tell my husband, it's not what you say, it's how you say it. Like sometimes he'll say something and it just comes across really, really aggressive. Like, you know, he'll tell the girls like, those dishes need to get unloaded from the dishwasher now. I'm like, you could easily say, like I would, hey, could you unload the dishes from the dishwasher? Because then the girls get all like, ah, you know, frazzled. And I'm like, hey, just say it differently. You're going to get a different reaction, you know?
Yeah. Does he change his tone after that?
Not really. No. Okay. Also this morning, when Dolly Parton slides into your comments and asks you to sing, you don't ask questions. You just do it. And that's what happened to Kelly Clarkson at her Las Vegas residency. Kelly posted a photo of her Caesar's Palace marquee and joked that maybe she should do
a Dolly cover while she's out here doing this residency. And Dolly responded, sorry, my throat is a mess this morning.
Okay.
Dolly responded. She said, I think you should sing I Will Always Love You because you do one of the best versions I've ever heard. Whitney and I would be so proud. Well, so Kelly is doing this studio sessions residency, and she told the crowd, this is how much I love Dolly Parton. When she asks you to sing something, you just shut your mouth and do it. And that's when she launched into her version. Never heard Kelly Clarkson sound bad. Ever. Not one single time.
Never. That is amazing. I mean, she's not even in front of us, and I'm already feeling all sorts of feelings, right?
Whitney and Dolly would be absolutely proud on that one. Finally, this morning, TikTok has done it again. The newest beauty trend is people using Sharpies as lip liner, like actual permanent markers. One woman said the color stayed all day and asked for Sharpie to come up with more shades. Meanwhile, dermatologists are begging people not to do this. The markers contain chemicals like xylene and toluene, and both of those are toxic, and they're not meant for your face. Even Sharpie released a statement saying their products are for paper, not for pouts. So if your lips are burning, drying out, or they smell like office supplies, maybe try an actual lip pencil next time.
Can somebody educate me on this? When I first saw it, I thought the first thing that came to mind is like, this is dumb. Like, how is this a hack? Like, I don't understand how this is a hack, and how, like, where does this even come from?
TikTok, man. TikTok.
Know, right, but I would love to know. I would love to meet the person who actually made this like a thing on TikTok.
Well, I think, you know, with lip liner, and if people are thinking black Sharpie, that's not what this is. Sharpie comes in a bunch of other colors. So you're thinking, I need my lip liner to last all day. I'm not justifying this, by the way. I'm just trying to put myself in the shoes of someone who did this.
Sure.
A red Sharpie, if you line your lips, that's going to last all day long. And voila, now you have your permanent lip liner, you know?
Yeah, I get it, but forget the health concerns, right?
Yeah, but then again, it's like, I think of all the toxic chemicals I ingest on a daily basis, so would that be the worst? I don't know, possibly. Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning. All right, let's just rip the Band-Aid off on this one. Is it ever okay for someone who is not handicapped to park in a handicap spot? Now, I know just asking that question probably made your blood pressure spike just now, but is there a situation where it could be justified? What happened?
Yeah, definite situation. Over the weekend, my buddy Warren came in from Phoenix, and we went to a couple spots. Saturday, the convention center, and then the Palms, and he... When we parked, he said park in a handicap section, and I mean I did what he said, and he busted out a placard, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he put it on, and to be honest with you, I didn't know if he was handicapped. I didn't ask him at first, because it's kind of a sensitive topic, to be honest with you. And then Sunday we go to fashion show, and we go to the Nike store on Eastern, and he did the same thing. And I asked him at the last location, Warren, I didn't know you were handicapped. And he said, I'm not. Now, to be transparent, I'm guilty because inside I'm calling him out, but I didn't go in on him at that point. I mean, you know what I mean? It was the last spot we were going to. He was actually on his way to drive back to Phoenix, et cetera, et cetera. I guess I was just kind of absorbing the whole thing, and I still kind of am. Well, I still am, really. And yeah, I mean, he was just very matter-of-factly.
Well, so how did he get the placard is my question.
I didn't ask. I really didn't ask.
So, like, you can't just, unless it's, like, fake or something like that, right?
I don't know. I don't think so. I mean, you know, nothing happened, you know, during the time we were parked there. But just the fact that he was so, nonchalant about it. You know, I didn't ask more questions in regard to that. Like I said, you know, it was kind of on his way out. Yeah.
He doesn't display. And sometimes there's not a visible display of someone having an issue. Sometimes it could do with like a heart condition or something that you can't see on the surface. My question is, if it upset you, why didn't you go in on it a little more? Why didn't you press a little more? Did you feel like it was too intrusive?
Yeah, a little intrusive. Not to mention, I didn't want to start an argument. Like, he and I are friends. I mean, are we like besties? Not exactly. Does that make sense? And I didn't want to, I mean, you know, it already happened, so it's kind of hard to go back. But
you were the one parking, right? You were the one driving. So
I was.
You were. He said, park in this spot.
That's
and
right.
You're like, okay.
Yeah.
No questions asked. Like, if someone told me to park in a handicapped spot, I'd be like, I can't. I'm not handicapped. Then they give me a placard, and I'd be like, oh, you know?
Yeah.
You were just kind of like, you were just afraid.
Yeah, a little afraid. Exactly. I didn't want to start anything. You know, he's a little sensitive guy by nature. So you kind of get what I'm saying. I didn't want to spark the coals. But inside, trust me. I mean, when I say I was confused, I also had an issue with it. It was just, I was taken aback. You know, maybe it was the timing thing too. The fact that the second day on his way out. You know, going back to what you said, who knows? I mean, maybe there is something mitigating in the past, right? And that could have maybe.
But it's not now. He said right now he's not.
My assumption is no.
But didn't you say he said I'm not?
Yeah, he said I'm not. But what I'm saying is like the past, I mean, who knows?
Huh.
You know, now we're just kind of
I want to know where he got that from. 702-364-9400. What do you think? Is it ever okay to park in a handicapped spot if you don't have a handicap? And the fact that he had a placard, that makes it a little more confusing. What do you guys think? We're getting some texts here. This one says, late night drive-thrus where they tell you to park out front and wait for your food, then it's okay.
Mm.
This one says, I feel like, yes, the shopping center near my house has 10 handicapped spots right up front. So often they're completely empty, no spots taken. I've parked there to drop something off quick, not staying longer than a minute. Like, do I think 10 handicapped people are going to come at the same time to park in those spots? No, it's probably harmless, but I think it kind of defeats the purpose of why those spots are there if you're parking in them.
I do agree. Now, just to clarify, those people text messaging, they don't have a handicap whatsoever, right? They're saying they just park there for quick in and out situations, correct?
I'm guessing. Yeah, I don't know them. Yeah, that's I don't know. What do you guys think? Let's talk to Adriana. Adriana, you actually have a handicap placard, right?
Yes. So my husband is a veteran. He's an injured veteran. And so both of our cars have the placard. And when I'm by myself, I don't like to use it, but I do have a botched right knee replacement. So if I'm by myself and I'm not feeling well, I do use it, even if she's not with me.
Okay, because it's technically you have it for your car, but it's not designated for you, but you're like, hey, no. My knee hurts.
Yeah, because I even have to use a shopping cart for support when I go grocery shopping.
Okay.
That I understand.
I feel like that's kind of a technicality. Like maybe if you did apply for a placard, you would probably be eligible. I don't know what the eligibility requirements are for a placard. If anyone has any insight on that, let us know. Thank you, Adriana. This text just came in. It says people steal placards. However, there is also a letter from the DMV that states the placard is yours. Do you think your friend might have stolen the placard?
That's the first thing that came to mind. Mercedes, he doesn't strike me as that person whatsoever. You know what's just crazy to me? Just thinking back, it was so, like, you ever, like, have someone speak to you so convincingly, you think, well, he must know something or they must know something I don't. That's exactly the tone he gave to me.
So that's why you didn't ask any questions.
That's exactly what it is. That's what befuddles me. So, yeah.
Nancy, good morning. What do you think?
Good morning. I have appointed myself the Karen of the wheelchair parking and pushing your shopping cart back. It is never okay to park in a handicapped spot if you do not need a mobility device. Okay. I had taken care of my brother for 6 months, and for 6 months he couldn't walk because he had stage 4 cancer. We would drive around and watch people hop out of large trucks and walk in. It's never okay. There's rules for a reason. And handicapped is for people who need mobility device, not someone who hurt their knee a year ago and needs to do physical therapy and walk a little to get their knee better. It's never okay.
I agree, 100%.
Maybe the extra walking will help give you a little physical therapy so that you're able to make the walk. Nancy, I'm glad there's someone. I love that you're the worst. But I respect the passion. I do. I respect the passion. Okay, we're getting a bunch of calls. Our phones are lighting up. Our text lines are going crazy. We've got some people on the phone saying, it's really not that serious, guys.
Are you serious? Really?
It's not a big deal. So we're going to take some of your calls and read some of your texts and let us know if you've got thoughts on this. Ever okay to park in a handicapped spot if you are not handicapped? We want to know what you think. 702-364-9400. Mix 94.1. It is Mercedes in the morning. We're talking about parking in handicapped spots. If you don't have a placard, or if you do have a placard, but you're technically not handicapped, where you got it, we don't know. Let's talk to Michael. Michael has some thoughts on this. Hey, Michael, good morning. What do you think?
Morning. You know what? I think it's not a big deal if he uses it. You know, honestly, I've done it before where I've kept my moderate handicap placard where I, you know, can use it up for 2 years. I had surgery done a bit ago, and although I mean I was technically better, you know, I still took advantage of it for the whole 2 years that I had it, you know?
Do you feel any guilt whatsoever just thinking like, hey, I may be taking up a spot for someone who actually needs it?
For me, I use it just like from time to time. Obviously, if the parking lot is super full, then I'm not going to be that person that, you know, takes up a handicap spot. But I have the placard. I have it for the whole 2 years. And if I'm just like in a time crunch, I'm in a jam, I need to go in real quick, in and out, I feel like I'm not hurting anyone by doing it.
But I mean, if you're not handicapped, I mean, pretty easy, seems pretty easy to me. You're not handicapped and you can't really be using it, right? I mean, what's your answer to that? Like what if someone that actually is handicapped needs to use that spot and you're in it for 2 minutes?
I mean, I feel like if, again, I try to judge the parking lot. So if there are spaces very close by, then cool. You know, I can be in and out, and someone that is more actively, if you will, you know, disabled, then, you know, they can park just as close. If it's a really busy parking lot, I don't mind. I'm not going to take up any spots. But if the parking lot is otherwise empty, you know.
I do see your point. With the 2 year, I don't know what like the expiration is on certain placards and stuff, but like if they say, hey, you get this for 2 years and you're at like a year and a half and you're like, I feel good. Does it make any difference that your placard's still good for 2 years? Maybe that's kind of your buffer zone where you are in your maintenance phase, so to speak. Does that make it okay? I mean, it's not like you're using a fake placard. This was really given to you.
Right, exactly. And, you know, honestly, that woman with the knee injury earlier, sometimes you have flare-ups. Like, that's just how it goes with an injury. Sometimes you can get that kind of phantom pain, and you can have those bad days. Something triggers it, and, you know, sometimes you need it. I'm not going to use it past the 2 years, and if the DJ's friend, like, you know, if he took it from someone, if he stole it, if it wasn't his, if he didn't have it through legitimate means, then yeah, no, that guy's not a good person, but I feel like I'm justified.
Thanks for your call, Michael. We appreciate it. Heather, good morning. What do you think?
Good morning. I am in my 30s and I have a heart condition, so obviously it's not noticeable, but I can't walk long distances. But I can't tell you how many times I use my placard and somebody will give me a dirty look, like the elderly or somebody when I get out of a handicap will make comments like, why are you parking there? You don't deserve to sit that. You taking a space for somebody else. And it's like, I don't need to justify, but I have a heart condition and you need to mind your business.
Yeah, that's not right. I've seen that happen too before where people make assumptions like they look perfectly physically capable to me. How dare they? It's like, you don't know what's going on within someone's body. You don't know the reason for that. And I'm sorry you have to deal with that, Heather. What do you say when people make comments like that to you?
Honestly, to be fair, I'm very self-aware, but I'm a petty person. So commonly say, well, my doctor thinks so.
There you go. That's the best way, you know, just get him a quick little answer. David, you have some thoughts on this. What do you think?
Yes, I do. I have a handicapped son in a wheelchair. He works for the Opportunity Village. And he lives in a group home. And there's four of them at that home. And they're all disabled, okay? And when they need a parking spot, and you have somebody that says it's no big deal, it is. I consider it just like an emergency vehicle, okay? If you need it, then that's fine. Like the woman with the heart condition. But I have a blown-out knee. I was shot in 2016 off half my knee, okay? And they barely saved my leg. But I can't get one because I'm not handicapped. I'm not considered handicapped to that point. You need to go to a doctor. You need to go to a doctor and then back to your DMV. And if they don't agree with you, they'll send you their doctor, okay? So you have to do two or three doctors before you can get that placard.
I would ask your friend where he got that placard and why he's using it.
Right.
Like that, I would have really questioned that. That's really bizarre.
And I had no idea the steps you had to take to obtain one of those placards. I'm going to back up what that gentleman just said. By the way, thank you for the call. But it doesn't matter if you're in a handicapped spot for 2 minutes, 2 seconds, 2 hours. At the end of the day, if you don't have one and you're not granted to have, you know, you don't have a disability, then you shouldn't be in it. I mean, it's really black and white to me, right?
Yeah, but then why did you park in it when you didn't know is my question.
Well, that's the thing. I didn't know.
I would ask more questions.
Okay, you know what? Maybe call me Little Naive.
Let's call him right now and ask him why he did that.
We could.
Hey, what is it? Where did you get that from? I'm very curious now.
Quick.
I know. Like, the world doesn't revolve around you and your need for a bottle of Gatorade and hot Cheetos. Like, park like a decent human being if you don't need it. You know
Facts.
What I mean?
Yeah.
All right, let's do it. It is time to win. Time to play Heads Up. And it's hard to believe, but it is Christmas in July around here, guys. And we have four tickets for you to check out Nevada Ballet Theater's Nutcracker. It's going to be amazing. If you've never seen it, it's happening at the Smith Center December 13th through the 28th. And it really is. It's like one of our family traditions. We go every year. So it's really cool that you're able to buy these tickets now. But in your case, you're going to win these tickets. Caller 20 right now. You get to play Heads Up. Pick your category, and when you get six answers in 60 seconds, the tickets are yours. Caller 20, you're playing right now. 702-364-9400.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Hey, hello. Megan, good morning. You're caller 20.
Yeah. Good morning.
How you doing this morning? What are you up to?
Good. I am getting ready to drop my kids off at summer camp. And we heard the call now, right as we were pulling in.
Are your kids in the car with you right now?
Yes.
Hi, kids. What are their names?
Autumn. Grace.
Kennedy.
Oh, my gosh. You got a full house. Ooh. I love this because we just upped our chances of winning, guys. Here's the deal. You have to pick a category. And when you do, if we get six answers in 60 seconds in one of these categories, you're going to win these tickets to the Nutcracker. So if I hear any of you say the correct answer, we're going to move on, okay?
All right.
Okay, let's pick a category. Do you want to go with Hey There, Baby Shark, Oh Canada, or On Point?
Baby Shark.
Baby Shark? I think we can all agree on Baby Shark. Let's do it. Okay, Shark Awareness Day was on Monday. These are all things that are associated with sharks, okay?
Okay.
All right. Things associated with sharks. We only need six in 60 seconds. Are you guys ready?
Yes.
All right, guys. Your 60 seconds for Heads Up starts now.
This is the movie about a shark that goes after people.
Jaws?
Yes. You got to brush these every night.
Deep.
Yes. The Pacific, the Atlantic, they are both what?
Ocean.
Yes. If you get cut and this is in the water, the shark's going to smell it.
Bleed. Blood.
Oh, yes. This is the 7 days of shows about them. It's on.
Week.
Yes. This is the type of animal. It's not the prey, but they are the what? if you go after the predator. Yes, predators, right, you guys? Yeah. That's what I call teamwork. Way to go, you guys. Congratulations. Right. You just got yourself 4 tickets to Nevada Ballet Theater's Nutcracker for Christmas in July. It's happening at the Smith Center December 13th through the 28th. And you are in for free. Perfect amount of tickets for you guys, too. Congratulations. And we're going to have your tickets tomorrow morning, again, with Heads Up. All week long, we're going to be giving these away. And keep in mind, if you're looking to win, again, 7:30 with the Mega Minute, we'll have your tickets to the advanced screening of the Fantastic Four. That is coming up. A lot happening on the show still to come. We've got the Hot 3, so stick around. It's Mix 94.1.
Hot, hot, hot. It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3, it's powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
I am not saying that we're better than everyone else, but apparently we kind of are. According to Wallet Hub, Las Vegas is officially the best city in the entire country for recreation. They looked at 47 different factors, and it was everything from like park quality to how much it costs to go out and play. And guess who landed at number one? That's right. We did. We ranked first for entertainment and recreational facilities. Shocking, I know, with the 47,000 things that you can do on any given Tuesday in this city. And we still made the top 25 for cost, weather, park quality. Basically, we're thriving if you consider spending 110 degree afternoons recreating, I guess.
Right. This is refreshing to hear because, you know, when I first got here, I knew that gambling was going to be a thing. I'm not a gambler. And, you know, I'm just looking up places right now because I want to get into pickleball. Like, I need to get on it yesterday. And I'm looking up all these places. I don't know if y'all have been yet. Sunset Park, I'm hearing it's amazing. Wait, hold on. You were playing at an indoor pickleball spot.
I play pickleball all over the place. There's a place up on North Durango and Cheyenne that I play at. The Police Memorial Park, but I think that was under construction. I'm not sure. I go to Vegas Indoor Pickleball. Like, oh, I play all over the place. Yeah, there's tons of places around here that you can play. There's a place up by Lone Mountain that's awesome. Those are really beautiful courts. Yeah, they're all over the place. You shouldn't have any problem finding a place.
What number
chicken,
are you?
Chicken pickle. Chicken and pickle, or is that? I've been there before. That place is really cool. I'm not very good. I don't know. I'd say a 2, maybe, if I'm lucky. Yeah, cool. I'm not good.
What are these numbers you guys are talking about?
They rank you 1 to 5 based on how good you are. And so, yeah, I like to play, and then I get in fights with my family, basically.
I would like to play you one day because you and I are about the same, about 2, maybe what, maybe 2.5?
Yeah, it depends on the day and if I stretched.
We'll do it on a good day when you stretch.
Also this morning, Elmo, man, Elmo had a day. His verified X account, yes, Elmo is online in case you didn't know, it got hacked over the weekend and the posts were not cute. Like, not like, oops, Elmo accidentally tweeted gibberish. No, they were full on offensive, racist, anti-Semitic. It was all nonsense, all written in Elmo's like third person type of style, because apparently nothing says I've completely lost my mind like hate speech coming from a little red puppet. But Sesame Workshop, they jumped in immediately, called the post disgusting, said they've regained control and reassured everyone that Elmo is once again safe and not spiraling. Someone hacked into the account, so it was not Elmo posting these things, just in case you didn't know.
Yeah, I don't like that at all. Yeah. I feel like whoever did the hacking needs to get punished 2 times, or maybe 10 times worse, because obviously for the hacking, but also for using Elmo to do it,
yeah,
to spread the hate speech.
One punishment. Two,
three.
Punishments.
Is that count?
You guys are talking. Yeah. finally this morning, just when you thought this city had done it all, someone looked at a deck of Uno cards and said, what if this, but make it more club? The Palms has opened the first ever Uno Social Club. It's a pop-up experience that's part game night, part Instagram trap. It just think Uno-themed everything. Food, drinks, bowling, pool tables, lots of places to say draw for with your whole chest, you know, if you want to. Mattel says more of these pop-ups are coming to other cities, but for now, it's just like another random, fabulous thing that we get to brag about. Only in Vegas can you, you know, play and bet your dignity on a reverse card and make it fashion. It's not technically gambling, though, because there were a lot of reports that came out that said, oh, Uno is now coming to the casinos and you can bet on Uno. It's not that. This is a Uno social club where you can go and play with other Uno aficionados.
So no money involved, just for fun.
Yeah. I mean, I think that sounds like fun, but the problem is I think a lot of people get confused on the rules of Uno. I mean, we have our family rules, and then we've played with other people, and they don't have the same rules as us. So I think I have to learn the real rules of Uno.
Yeah, I haven't played in a minute, but this is definitely a game I could get into just because it speaks to my childhood. But
is it true, like, reverse, you can't put a reverse card on a reverse card, right?
Yeah, that's what I've heard. And, like, if you draw four, then it skips to the next person. We always I would do like reverse back to me, skip back to me, back to me, and like I would just lay down all my cards. And I guess you can't do that. I'm not sure.
Well, the beautiful thing is when we all go, you could ask the person next to you. Like that's what I do. I'll just ask the person next to me at the social club, hey, so what are the exact rules here when it comes to Uno? It's been a minute.
Yeah, but I just worry that this is not just a social club, but a social experiment to see the rage that people experience when you get all these draw four cards and it's all on you. I don't know. I think I'd rather just fight with the family and not with random strangers on this one. It's Mix 94.1. That's the me espresso. Hey, everyone. Guess what? Steph has joined a cult.
Yay!
Yes! Not the scary kind, though. It's more like the accidentally joined it through your husband kind. What has happened to you, Steph?
Something's taken over me. James and I, he's rubbing off on me. But so James, he's really obsessed with this hard seltzer, and it's called Happy Dad.
Mm-hmm.
And Happy Dad, their creators, he's been a fan of them. They're called the Nelk Boys.
And Nelk Boys?
Nelk Boys. I'll spell it for you. N-E-L-K.
Nelk Boys.
Nelk Boys. And he's been a fan of the Nelk Boys since like 2016, okay? They've originally known for like their prank videos. They've gone viral with like their podcasts.
Are they those Canadian guys I see on YouTube?
Yeah.
Yes, they are.
Oh my God.
They come here to town all the time. They're hanging out with Dana White at Red Rock.
They're like the modern day Jackasses of today.
Okay. Yes.
That's what they are.
Gotcha. Exactly. So now that they've come out with this hard seltzer called Happy Dad, that is all James drinks. He doesn't drink beer. He doesn't drink White Claws. He does, he'll do some tequila shots here and there, but Happy Dad is now his drink. And so when we're out in public, he'll see people wearing Happy Dad shirts or Happy Dad hats, and immediately he'll stop them and be like, hey, you know the Nelk Boys? And the guy wearing the hat will be like, oh my God. You know Kyle? And they are talking about the Nelk Boys. Like, it's an instant, like, secret society.
Let's be besties.
Yes. And I'm like, I just kind of stand there and I'm like nodding my head. And I know an affiliation, like, I know of them or whatever. But here is where my cult started coming in.
Oh, no.
Yesterday, I was at Costco. I'm by myself. I'm going in for a couple things. And I see a guy with a Happy Dad shirt on. And I felt like James for a little bit. I was like,
he's one of us.
Yes. Happy Dad. Okay. So I'm leaving him alone at this point. But I know in the back of my mind, there's a guy at Costco here with me wearing a Happy Dad shirt.
Did you text James?
No, not yet. This is where I actually get to the point where we're self-checking out. And he standing behind me like it was fate. The cult of fate happened. And I look behind me and there he is. I'm like, hey, I like your shirt. He goes, thanks. You know about Happy Dad? I was like, of course I know about Happy Dad. I even know about the Nelk Boys. So here I am. I'm like, oh my God, I've instantly turned into this guy with like James. Oh my God, here's a guy with a Happy Dad shirt. I need to talk to him about the Nelk Boys.
Do they have like a saying that they're known for, like a famous saying where you could you could say it to one of your fellow cult members and they'd be like, yeah, right on.
Yes. Full send.
That's right. When you get to go hard.
Yes. Full send means like you're committing to something. We got to go full send. So if I'm like going up to you, and I'm like, hey, we got to full send this. Then I know you are a part of the Nelk Boys cult.
Oh, wow. Is there like a unspoken, for fun cult, not like a real serious cult or anything, that you feel like you're a part of? And when you see someone that indicates that they're into that too, you're like, instant bond. 702-364-9400. The Nelk boys. Now I have to like pay more attention to that.
They essentially are the jackasses. That's exactly what they are, just in of today. And yeah, I mean, no cults for me, unfortunately, ladies. But I will say that I'm one of those guys that James, I'm exactly like him. Like, that's why we got to hang out.
In what way are you like him?
I love the Nelk boys. When I first moved here a couple weeks ago, I've never seen anyone rock the shirts and the merch like here, because, you know, in Seattle and all these other markets, they didn't carry it. They didn't carry the Happy Dad drink. So this, I feel the exact same way. Now, I don't stop every single person that wears a Happy Dad shirt, but I did have a conversation with someone when I first moved here about the Happy Dad, you know, the Happy Dad drinks and everything. And it's just, I felt like I can rock with this.
Oh, yeah, you and James, you can talk for hours about the Nelk boys.
Well, Ramon, are you into the Nelk boys? Do you know anything about them?
Never heard of them until right now.
Really?
Really?
Yeah, I'm the same way. I think I've seen them on YouTube a couple of times, but yeah, I don't think I'm their target audience.
I don't even think Happy Dad's that good.
You don't?
No, it's just a regular seltzer. There's nothing special. It's not different than White Claw or Truly.
Oh, no, yes, there is. Here it comes. Here comes my cult. Like, it is gluten-free. It has electrolytes in it. The fruit punch flavor is the best. Screw the Happy Mom. They have a brand called Happy Mom. Happy Mom's okay. But grape, they had a partnership with Snoop Dogg. The grape flavor is okay, but you have to try the fruit punch.
That one has like a Death Row Records logo on it, the grape one, right?
Yes.
That's cool. But other than that, it's just a regular another seltzer.
Okay, I'm going to give you a quiz here. I found on Quizlet Nelk Boys quiz. So, I'll say the word. Let's see if you're in cult status yet. Maybe you're just at the beginning. What do they call boys?
Da boys.
No. Hold on. No.
You got to click it and do the quiz?
Yeah. The squad in which they get lit?
No? I don't know. Mm-mm.
Okay. Something wild.
It's lit.
Send.
Oh, full send is probably it.
It just says send.
Like, send
not,
it.
Not half. What does that mean?
Not half.
I don't even know. This is crazy.
Used to symbolize your part of the boys.
Huh. This is all new to me.
Okay. Every day of the year, when they say that, it's a season. I don't know what any of these mean. This is on Quizlet. Half send.
What is that?
That means...
when you're not going
not
that hard.
Crazy, gets no respect. That's only half cent.
Oh, like you're mid. Like you're not going full cent. You're only going half cent. Like,
yeah.
I'm only drinking half a Happy Dad, not a full Happy Dad.
We're going to have to give you guys more. We have to have you study. Do you know what 9-0 means?
9-0 is a person.
That's a shooter. That's the used to be their former photographer.
That's their photographer. Yes. You guys. Okay, so you guys are respectable. I think you guys are on your way to cult-like status.
Here
I mean,
we come.
We got to reach out to them and say that you're one of the boys, full send.
Have them on the show.
It's Mix 94.1.